Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
G'day, I'm Ryan Speed. Grant High School is set to see major upgrades take place in the near future, receiving $7 million from the state government. Set to see a new building erected to replace the performing arts and canteen area, extra homerooms and learning areas are also expected to be added. Due to see the tender for the project go up for grabs early next year, construction is tipped to begin in June 2020. Education Minister John Gardner says across the state a total of 13 schools will be transformed, helping to support sustainable enrolment growth in government schools and help transition Year 7 students into high school. Southeast landholders are being urged to be vigilant and check known weed sites early to detect when summer weeds are emerging. Declared weeds to keep an eye out for include African lovegrass, caltrop, Bathurst burr, khaki weed, innocent weed and silverleaf nightshade. Natural Resources Management Officer Saxon Ellis says it's important listeners can identify the weeds directly to come up with a suitable control strategy.
Landholders need to be vigilant in what species of declared weeds are growing on their property and to undertake appropriate control measures in a timely fashion to prevent the spread not only on their own properties but also onto their neighbouring properties.
Keeping with weeds in the environment now, and the community is also being urged to be on the lookout for wild blooming roses over the next few months. The dog rose and sweetbriar are serious environmental weeds in the region, seeing them outcompete native vegetation as well as make ideal locations for pest animals such as rabbits and foxes. Those who spot these plants are urged to make contact, so either grazing, cutting or herbicide spraying can take place in a bid to get on top of the issue. The Water Range Council has welcomed in 4 new residents after holding an Australian citizenship ceremony at the Millicent Gallery. Being held last Friday, Mayor Des Knoll officially welcomed in Joanna and Petrus van Niekerk, Karen Agnew and Ron Wood to the region. Originally being born in South Africa, the UK and Scotland, the new additions currently reside in Millicent and Ferner. 2 South East cricketers have played a major role in the Paul Hammer Cup in Adelaide recently, helping the over-60s side to victory last week. Yoles Colin Murdoch and Panola's Philip Dont playing their part across the championship, seeing the side claim 4 wins in 4 games against Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales. Coming up against New South Wales in the decider, South Australia were able to hold on to a 17-run victory after posting 8 for 138. Want more local news and sport? Download our app and catch up when it suits you.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.